As we celebrate today the Passion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there are three particular quotations from today's Passion narrative that I would just like to reflect upon. The first one is the line from Pilate, where he says in Latin, "Ecce homo," or "Behold man." If you've ever seen the movie The Passion of the Christ, the brutality and violence of Jesus' passion, his carrying of the cross, and his crucifixion are brought home in a very, very stark manner. In particular, already from the beginning in the scourging of Jesus at the pillar, where he is whipped and bloodied and then has his head crowned with thorns, it's at that point that he returns before the crowd and Pilate gives this announcement and says, "Behold man," and he points over at Jesus. And when Pilate says those words and points at Jesus looking at him, it really is as if he's saying, "Behold the brutality of what man can do," and looking at Jesus there, beaten, bloodied, and gory. Because Jesus takes upon himself all of our sins, and the reality of sin is that it's always a brutal disfigurement. And so there Jesus is, as St. Paul says, he took sin upon himself, and Pilate points to him and says, "Look at the brutality of what man is capable of in his most violent self. Look at what man is capable of in his sinful self." For us, my brothers and sisters, it is a real reminder that Jesus took upon himself sin. And when he stands there in such a bloodied way, he stands there in place too of every victim of the Holocaust, of every victim of violence, of every massacred unborn baby. He stands there having taken all of it upon himself. And it reminds us of the very personal nature of what sin is. Because ultimately, if we ask ourselves, what is it that put Jesus on the cross? What is it that put Jesus to his passion? The answer has to be, he's there because of my sins and because of our sins. The cross is something personal. It's Jesus' gift. He died for me. The second quotation from today's Passion narrative that I'd like to comment on is once again from Pilate when he says the word, "What is truth?" He asks that question in response to Jesus saying, "Whoever believes in the truth will believe in me." It really is an honest question for each and every one of us to ask, what is the truth of my existence? What is the truth of my destiny in life? Immediately after Pilate asked this question, "What is truth?" we have brought before us the scene of Pilate reminding the crowd of the Jewish custom that one prisoner can go free on the feast of Passover. And the choice that the crowd is going to have is between the violent revolutionary Barabbas and between Jesus. Now, Barabbas, you may recall, he was a revolutionary. He was interested in overthrowing Roman occupation by violence. He really represents the powers of this world and typical worldly modalities of thinking, that if we can just overpower our oppressors, we're going to be just fine. The irony here is that the very name Barabbas literally means son of the father, bar meaning son, and Abba, of course, father. And so the crowd is choosing between Barabbas, called the son of the father, but who's really an imposter, and Jesus, who is the true son of the father, and who represents a totally different economy of power. Jesus isn't a violent revolutionary who's trying to show might is right. He is the innocent Lamb of God who, though all-powerful, lays down his life and goes to the cross to save us from our sins. And the crowd then is choosing between the two. Do we take the imposter who wants to do it by the way of the world, or do we take this humble, meek, innocent, sacrificial lamb in Jesus? And of course, we know what their answer was. But you know, the same question ultimately applies to us as well. And we have to ask ourselves, in the way I live my life, do I operate by the economy of this world where might is right? Or do I operate by the economy of God, whereby in giving myself in love for others and for God, in taking up my cross, that I follow in the path of our Savior, Jesus Christ? And the third quotation that I would like to briefly comment on from today's Passion narrative are Jesus' final words in the Gospel of John in his Passion, when he simply says, "It is finished." And with those words, Jesus indicates he is going about a work here. See, Jesus is not merely a passive victim to a violent crime, but he offers himself. He gives himself willingly. And although it's not seen from the outside, that offering is precisely an interior act of the will that he makes to say, "I'm not a passive victim. I am actively giving my life as a sacrifice to the Father." It reminds me of a story from the life of St. Thomas More, when he was waiting in his prison cell to be executed in London Tower. His daughter Meg came to visit him. And he told his daughter, he said, "The difference between my prison cell and a Carthusian monk cell in a monastery is an act of the will." In other words, the appearance of it is the same, but even though he was in prison, Thomas More made an act of the will to say, "I'm going to live my solitary confinement like a monk." And that too reminds us of the importance for us to make an interior act of the will, which is unseen by anybody else around, that says, "I unite my life completely to Jesus Christ." You know, each and every one of us in our life is going to suffer, some more than others, but we're all going to suffer. And the determination as to whether that suffering takes on merit and takes on value is ultimately an interior act of our will to say, "Lord Jesus, whatever I'm going through in life, I unite my suffering to your cross and ask you to add merit to it, that it would be part of your redeeming sacrifice." And this is part of the gift that Jesus and that God wills for us, that we too would be able to participate in this work of redemption and salvation. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward on this solemn Good Friday, let us truly give thanks to God for the gift of Jesus, who reveals to us the power of God's love and who dies on a cross in order to save us for our sins. And let us always make sure that we choose Jesus to be our ultimate truth, who is guiding us and who is leading us to take up our own cross and to unite our sufferings with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.